Hashtag family, where we have been focusing in on the family these last 8 weeks, specifically because our mission statement is be our God's family, knowing, growing, and serving in the love of God. And we realize that the enemy is going to come against our families and try to separate them. So we've talked about the fact that there is no such thing as an ideal family. Every family is a little bit messed up, but God can still use you. And then Pastor Henry talked about conflict. Rob talked about the importance of coming to one. Okay, everybody put your fingers out like this. Two, everybody? I know, it's kids are in the service. You never know what might happen. Two fingers up. Okay, when two people come together, you come like this. All right? And there's no coming apart. So when you get married, you're no longer two like this. You're two together, crossed. All right? And they don't come apart. Secondly, or thirdly, we learned last week about leaving a legacy and how important it was for dads to influence their kids. And I spoke on Mother's Day on the influence of a mom. Because we come together and we do this thing called family because God said this. He said it like this. Jesus answered, "Surely you have read in the scriptures when God made the world, he made them male and female. And God said, so a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife. And the two will become one body. So they're not two, but one. God has joined the two together, so no one should separate them." And one of the most powerful things that you can do as a family is pray together. All right? Praying together as a family is probably the most powerful thing you can do. Now, the thing is, for those of you who might be new to Jesus or new to church or new to this thing of praying out loud or praying with somebody else, that might totally freak you out. I just want to know that that's okay. This guy was freaked out too. So let's just show this. I laugh every time. Every time. Because sometimes we just get caught up in the I don't know what to pray. Because we make it a whole lot more difficult than it needs to be. And Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. And don't do anything to hinder them. And sometimes we can hinder our kids because, one, we're afraid to pray because we don't know what to pray. And we're afraid of not praying the right thing. I just want you to know you can't say the wrong thing to God. All right? But your kids need to see you praying and you need to be praying as a family. One of my best memories is my dad praying every night. And I know if this is your church family, you've heard me say that. But he would bow beside the bed every night and pray out loud till he was done. And that's what I grew up in. But you know what? He never actually sat me down and prayed with me. I feel like that's something that I missed out on. Because he might have been, I don't know, maybe afraid to pray with me. Or maybe he just didn't know or wasn't raised in a family that prayed out loud together. He had 11 siblings, including himself, and his mom raised them. And so I doubt if she could ever get them all settled down fast enough that they could actually pray together as a family. But we're going to practice that praying together as a family today. And we're going to keep it simple because we have kids in service. We also have some people that might never have prayed before, and we might have some people that are like, she's asking me to pray out loud, okay? But I am convinced that Jesus wants to hear every single word, no matter how simple, no matter how short, because it says when we call to him, he will answer. He always answers. And I love what Mother Teresa said. She says, love begins in our homes by praying together. And I just want to encourage you that even Jesus' disciples didn't know how to pray. All right? So they had been hanging out with him, and they didn't know how to pray. So they actually went to Jesus and said, Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? Because they knew how important it must be, because Jesus prayed all the time. And this is what Jesus said. He started them off like this. He said, praise. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this idea of praising God, thinking of all the really cool things that he is. And so there's pages on your table, and it has a question. And the question goes like this. Let's think about who God is and what is one word that describes God. All right, just one word. When you have your one word that describes God, you've thought of your one word. Okay, now this is where it's going to get a wee bit chaotic, but I love chaos in children. They all go together. So I'm going to start the prayer, and I'm going to say, Father God, you are, and I'm going to fill in my blank. And then someone at your table is going to start, and you're each going to go around and say your one word, and then I'm going to say amen. All right? So we're going to praise God with our one word. All right, here we go. So I'll start. Father God, you are faithful. Now start. Amen. Next. We're going to pray for our government. So these are all parts of the Lord's Prayer, by the way. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth just as it is done in heaven. So we can actually pray that our government would make rules for us, the kind of rules that God would make in heaven. And you might be thinking, how do we do that? Well, we have to pray for our people in the government. And these are ways that you can teach your kids how to pray for the government like this. So you think, what would be good things to pray for those who work in the government? The first thing is that Jesus would be in their heart. Because ultimately, that is the best thing that you can pray for anyone, is that Jesus would be in their heart. The second thing that you can pray for is that Jesus would be in their mouth and in their mind. So Jesus would be in their head. So not only Jesus in their heart, but Jesus in their head. Because Jesus actually told us that out of the overflow of your heart, the mouth speaks. So if we can ask God to be in their heart and we can ask Jesus to be in their minds, then maybe they'll say things and they'll make laws that are good for everybody and they'll govern well. And then the third thing we need to pray for is that Jesus would be in their families, that they would be good parents, that they would be a good husband or a good wife, and that Jesus would be Lord of their family. And those are three things that we can be praying for those in government. So we're going to pray a prayer together. All right? So it is on your sheet, but let's start this in 3, 2, 1. Dear Jesus, would you give our leaders wisdom so they can make laws that would take good care of us? Help them to be good leaders, to know you, and keep their family safe. In Jesus' name, amen. So far, you have two types of prayers that you can go home and pray with your family. The one word God prayer. Dear Jesus, I'm so glad you're good. Amen. Dear Jesus, I'm so glad that you are loving. Amen. Dear Jesus, I'm so glad that you are faithful, that you are good, that you looked after my puppy today. Amen. All right, one sentence, one word, and everybody can have a part in doing that. The second thing is to pray for our government, that Jesus would be in their hearts, in their head, and in their family. The third thing that we can do as a family as we work our way through the Lord's Prayer is to ask God for what you need. And it's really cool because we have to actually tell God how wonderful he is first. Pray for other people first, and then talk to God about what we need ourselves, all right? So we pray for what we need. So I put a big chart on your page because you can ask for a whole bunch of different things, all right? It looks like this. Food to eat, courage, kindness, love for my siblings, self-control, love Jesus, to obey, to think good thoughts, to not be lazy, to have patience, to have good choices, to make good choices, to love others, to say nice words, to be a good friend, have a good sleep, have good friends, and to help me when I'm sad. So what I want you to do in your tables, there's three blanks. As a table, come up with three other things that you could ask Jesus for, all right? As a table. So look each other in the face, and what are three things that you could ask Jesus for? Let's hear what you came up with. All right, so this, okay, Josh, what's one thing that your table came up with? Wisdom. So we're going to ask Jesus for wisdom. What's something else that we can ask Jesus for? Healing. Something else. Yeah, Elise? Peace? Yes, we should definitely ask Jesus for peace. Tammy? To be trustworthy. That's so good. Yes. Love. Yes, we should ask Jesus for love, and that we can be loving too, right? So that he would give us love and then help us to be loving. Yes, Emmanuel. Mercy. Yes. What other things could we be asking Jesus for? Mary. Safety. Yes. Yeah. Good health. Anything else? Yep. Patience. Kindness. Yep. Stewardship. Yes. Anything else we could be asking God for? Yeah, some of us need a new car. There's nothing wrong with asking Jesus for a new car. He does well on those sorts of things. Yes, we should ask. And discernment. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to take that sheet of paper and we're going to hold it up into the air like this. And we're going to do this. What did I put up there? We made the list. Then we're going to offer it to Jesus. And we say, thank you. So, dear Lord Jesus, we give you all of our needs, needs for safety and patience and kindness and peace. Help us to give us love so that we can be loving. Lord, some of us need a car. Some of us need to be good stewards. Some of us just need your help in every area of our life. So we offer it to you and we trust that you will meet all of our needs. In your name, amen. It's just that simple. Sometimes we make it so hard to pray and ask Jesus, but he wants to give you a new car. He wants to help you with money. He wants to help you be nice to people. I pray that prayer all the time. You get to experience Jesus' answer. Okay, you get the nice Jen, the Jesus filter Jen. All right, next. Ask for forgiveness. And this is what Twinkle said. We need to be asking for forgiveness. This is part of the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our sins as we have also forgiven those who sin against us. So this is the quiet part where we sit and we ask Jesus this question. Have I ever done anything that would make anyone sad? Like Jesus, have I done something that would make Jesus sad? Or a family member? And if you have, you ask Jesus to forgive you. And the cool thing is that when we ask, it says he does. It says he is faithful and is just and will forgive our sins and literally lift them off of us. All right, so we're going to get real quiet and we're going to ask Jesus to speak to us. And I know when people talk to me, I have to be quiet so they can actually say something and I can hear it. So we're going to give Jesus a few minutes just to speak to our hearts, okay? And then let's pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry that I made you or sad when I... Please forgive me and help me not to do that anymore. Thank you for forgiving me. Amen. Receiving the forgiveness of sins is the best thing ever. And that is open to anyone. You don't have to be good enough. It's not like you have to do enough good things and it's like a redemption card. Oh, I've now done 10 good things. I can be forgiven. That's not it. God extends his grace to every single person. And we can receive that grace when we choose to serve him, when we choose to follow him. And that doesn't mean that you've got it all together, that you wear the right things or say the right things or think the right things. It just, you recognize I can't do life without Jesus. And the best part is that he offers us an eternal home with him forever so that this world is not the end, and I'm so glad. But when we choose to put our faith in Jesus Christ, we recognize that we sin. We say, God, would you please forgive me? He forgives us, and he does that through the power of the cross. On Easter Sunday, he died and was buried in a tomb for 3 days, and then he broke the power of death and hell by rising again and is right now living eternally in heaven. And he offers that life to every single one who would recognize that they need Jesus and ask to be forgiven of their sins. So that makes this part of the prayer so important because it recognizes our need for Jesus. Last, and lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from the evil one. So we ask Jesus for strength. We ask him for strength. And it goes like this. It says, help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to hear what you want me to hear. Help me to say what you want me to say. Help me to think what you want me to think. Help me to do what you want me to do. Help me to go where you want me to go. And then help me to be who you want me to be. And that's the prayer all of us can pray. I pray that every morning. God, help me to see what you want me to see, to hear what you want me to hear, to say what you want me to say, to think what you want me to think, to do what you want me to do, to go where you want me to go, and to be who you want me to be. That is so important and so easy to pray. And then Jesus comes and he helps us. It's a prayer of surrender. It's saying, God, I give you my day. I need your help. Would you be with me? And that's the Lord's Prayer. That's the Lord's Prayer broken down in very simple ways that you can, either as an individual like myself or as a family, can pray together. And you don't have to do it all in one night. You can break it down and do something different every single day. But there's power when a family prays together. And so we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together. So I have it written on your page and I have it up on the screen. Now, it has a few words that you might be like, I don't know what hallowed means, and why are we saying thy? Well, a little bit of a tradition and old language. Hallowed means holy, and thy is the same word for your, all right? So there's nothing special about those words. It's just that's the way we normally say the Lord's Prayer, and one day I'm going to switch it up. And you're going to come to me and you're going to be like, whoa, you switched up the Lord's Prayer. I'm like, don't worry. It still means the exact same thing. All right? So let's stand and say this together. Well, let's not say it together. Let's pray it together. On three. One, two, three. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. There is something very powerful when you pray together as a church family. And I don't know about you, but even as we were praying it there, certain parts just jumped out and touched my heart. And I'm so glad that the Spirit of God is in our words when we pray together. He also promised to be in something called communion. And he designed it that we would remember what he did for us on the cross. And I love the preciousness of Jesus, that he would actually set up times in our daily, monthly lives to help us remember who he is and what he did. So this is called the Lord's Supper or the Eucharist or communion, but it is designed by Jesus for us to remember him and what he did. It says this, on the night when Jesus died and was handed over to be killed, he took bread and gave thanks for it. Then he broke the bread and said, this is my body, it is for you. Do this to remember me. In the same way, after they ate, Jesus took the cup. He said, this cup is the new agreement that is sealed with the blood of my death. When you drink this cup, do it to remember me. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are telling others about the Lord's death until he comes. Now, this meal, this juice and cracker is open for anyone who would say, I want to serve Jesus. I want to serve Jesus. And as I said, it's not about being perfect or getting it all together, but it is for those who are saying, today I'm going to serve Jesus. And if you haven't made that decision, when it comes to you, just pass it to the next person, just like we did with the offering plate. Not everybody puts something into the offering plate when we pass it around. If you're not in a place to take the cup and the cracker today, then you just pass it, and the next person will take it when it comes to them. But if you're like, no, I want to serve Jesus today, then you can. It begins like this. Dear Jesus, I know that I've done bad things or wrong things or a sinner, whatever word you want to use that fits where you're at. And I need your help, and I want to serve you. I want to be a part of this life where you talk to me all the time, where you'll lead me, where you'll guide me, where you'll help me be a good mom, where you'll help me be a good dad, where you'll help me love each other. That I want that life. Because right now I've been doing it on my own. It sucks. If that's your prayer today, then you can pray that. And God, I love Jesus so much. He says, I will come and I will be with you and I will never leave you. That's the power of who Jesus is. And if you're feeling that you're not really sure where you're at with God, then we're going to have a time of silence. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up and they're going to lead us in a song. And it is that time of reflection where it's like, okay, God, where is my heart with you? Am I good with you? Even as we work, this is why I love coming together. The Lord started speaking to my heart about Jen. You continue to do this. And I'm like, but that's why we set aside time to let God speak to our hearts so that nothing can separate us from the fullness of life that he has for us. So the bread or the cracker, it's gluten-free. It represents the body of Christ that is broken for us. The juice represents his blood that is shed for our sin. And as we sing, the prayer that we pray is, Dear Lord, would you speak to me now? All right? So, Dear Lord Jesus, would you speak to us now as we sing and reflect on your sacrifice that makes us right with you? In your name, amen.